Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 161, Christians Under Persecution. One may be a Christian in spite of his hostile environment. In fact, he must be a Christian in spite of his environment. This world is not a friend to grace. The Bible says, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you." 1 John chapter 3, verse 13. And, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." John chapter 16, verse 33. The world must be resisted and overcome. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. In Paul's day, there were saints in imperial Rome, the seat of civil power and emperor worship. Not only in Rome, but even in Caesar's household, there were saints of the Most High. They were not afraid to join with Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, in sending salutations to the church at Philippi. "All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household." Philippians chapter 4, verse 22. Christians in Caesar's household. How or when the gospel had penetrated into that dark abyss of crime and infamy, we are not told, unless it was through the labors of Paul during his imprisonment, as Howson suggests. History has few stranger contrasts than when it shows us Paul preaching Christ under the walls of Nero's palace. These brethren in Nero's household were loyal to the Lord at a time when they might be called upon to seal their faith with their blood. Nero, the monster described by a secular historian as being half beast and half devil, fed vicious dogs, hungry lions, and tossing flames with Christians. These saints were subjected to great temptations, but God provided for them, as He will for us, the way of escape. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It has been the lot of choice souls in different ages of the world to hold aloft the torch of truth and righteousness in the midst of wicked and hostile men. Enoch, in the decadent times before the flood. Joseph in Egypt. Obadiah at the court of Ahab and Jezebel. Daniel in Babylon. The saints in Caesar's household. These all have left us examples of courage and fidelity that should hearten and inspire us to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. After all, it may be that there lurks more danger for the Christian in the world's attentions than in its antagonisms.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.